Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's been generating a lot of buzz: quantum computing. Is the hype about to collapse?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? For the last few years, AI has dominated Wall Street, with the Magnificent Seven pouring billions into infrastructure. But as we're in 2025, it feels like something else is capturing the market's attention.
Absolutely. While AI is still crucial, quantum computing is emerging as the hottest trend, sending early investors into a frenzy. We've seen pure-play quantum stocks like IonQ, Rigetti Computing, and D-Wave Quantum experience absolutely astonishing price surges over the past year.
The gains are truly incredible, fueling dreams of the next major technological revolution. At its heart, quantum computing uses the peculiar principles of quantum mechanics to build specialized computers that can tackle problems impossible for even the most powerful classical machines.
The potential is staggering, with estimates suggesting it could unlock up to $850 billion in global economic value by 2040. Think about accelerating AI learning, revolutionizing weather modeling, fortifying cybersecurity, or drastically speeding up drug discovery.
These grand promises are certainly capturing the market's imagination and propelling these stocks to stratospheric heights. But we have to ask, is this a sustainable trajectory, or are we seeing a classic hype cycle unfold?
That's the core of our discussion today. Are we pricing in a decade's worth of scientific and commercial progress into just a few short years? This disconnect between long-term promise and near-term reality leads to a bold prediction we'll explore. The stocks of IonQ, Rigetti Computing, and D-Wave Quantum could be poised for a significant plunge in 2026.
Let's start by breaking down the fundamental concept. What exactly is this quantum leap, and how does the promise compare to the present reality?
Quantum computing represents a fundamental shift from classical computing. Instead of bits, which are either 0 or 1, quantum computers use qubits. Thanks to quantum phenomena like superposition and entanglement, these qubits can exist in multiple states simultaneously.
And the implications of that are profound, right? It means these machines could potentially solve certain complex problems exponentially faster than any supercomputer we have today.
Exactly. The envisioned applications are critical across many sectors. In AI, quantum computers could dramatically accelerate the training of sophisticated machine learning models, making AI even more powerful.
And in climate science, imagine highly accurate, long-term weather forecasting by processing vast datasets that are currently unmanageable. That's a game-changer for planning and disaster preparedness.
Then there's cybersecurity. Quantum computers promise both the ability to break current encryption methods and, crucially, the development of new quantum-resistant cryptographic techniques to secure our data in the future.
And in medicine, the simulation of molecular interactions at the quantum level could revolutionize drug discovery and lead to truly personalized treatments. The potential economic value of $850 billion by 2040 really underscores this transformative power.
However, and this is a big however, the journey from theoretical possibility to widespread, commercially viable application is incredibly challenging. We're talking about immense scientific and engineering hurdles.
You're referring to the hardware itself, which is still in its very early stages, correct? What are the main issues there?
Precisely. Achieving qubit stability is a monumental task. Qubits need to maintain their quantum state without being disrupted by environmental interference, a phenomenon called decoherence. Keeping them stable is incredibly difficult.
And even if you can maintain stability, what about errors? Quantum computations are inherently noisy, aren't they?
That's the other critical hurdle, error correction. Developing robust mechanisms to ensure reliable results from these noisy quantum computations is essential. Without it, the output is essentially meaningless.
So, stability and error correction are major issues. What about the scale of these machines?
Scalability is the third significant obstacle. Building quantum computers with a sufficient number of high-quality qubits to tackle real-world, complex problems is still a major challenge. These aren't minor glitches, they are fundamental scientific and engineering obstacles requiring substantial breakthroughs.
That brings us to the next critical point, the valuation conundrum. When we look at companies like IonQ, Rigetti, and D-Wave, what are investors actually buying? The dream or the delivery?
That's the million-dollar question for investors. What tangible, revenue-generating products or services are these companies offering right now that justify their sky-high valuations?
Are investors betting on the dream of quantum advantage in 2040, or are they backing a business model that can deliver sustained growth in the next 12 to 24 months? The gap seems significant.
The gap between theoretical potential and present-day reality appears quite substantial. Their market capitalizations are enormous, especially when contrasted with their current, often modest, revenue streams and their consistent lack of profitability.
We're seeing valuation multiples that, by traditional financial metrics, are simply astronomical. It really mirrors the situations we saw with earlier stage tech companies during previous booms.
Exactly. Immense excitement and belief in a revolutionary technology lead to a substantial premium for perceived future growth. Historically, these premiums tend to shrink or evaporate when the promised progress falters or the timeline for commercialization extends.
And these companies typically have high burn rates, pouring vast sums into research and development. That means they constantly need more capital, doesn't it?
Yes, continuous capital infusion is necessary. While raising funds might be easier in a bull market, a heavy reliance on future capital becomes a significant vulnerability if the market turns or investor sentiment shifts.
So, the current stock price might be driven more by speculation about future breakthroughs than by a sober assessment of current business fundamentals.
That's a very real possibility. Moreover, the risk of dilution through secondary offerings, as these companies seek to fund their ambitious R&D, is a genuine concern for existing shareholders. It can significantly devalue their holdings.
This brings us to the roadblocks. What are the specific hurdles on this quantum highway that could lead to a market reckoning?
There are several significant roadblocks. Firstly, the timeline for achieving truly practical, fault-tolerant quantum computers is still very uncertain. Many experts believe it's years, if not decades, away.
And even when we get there, demonstrating quantum advantage, where a quantum computer actually solves a problem faster or better than a classical computer for a commercially relevant task, remains elusive for most practical applications.
That's a crucial point. The current machines are largely experimental and prone to errors. The noise and decoherence issues we discussed earlier mean that achieving reliable, accurate results for complex problems is still a massive challenge.
What about the companies themselves? What are the specific challenges and opportunities for the pure-play quantum companies?
For companies like IonQ, Rigetti, and D-Wave, the primary challenge is bridging the gap between their current R&D efforts and generating substantial, sustainable revenue. They need to prove commercial viability sooner rather than later.
And they face intense competition, don't they? Not just from each other, but from the tech giants.
Absolutely. Tech giants like Google, IBM, and Microsoft have vast resources, established cloud infrastructure, and integrated quantum strategies. They can afford to invest heavily in quantum research and development over the long term, potentially outcompeting smaller players.
It's also worth noting that advancements in classical computing could slow down the immediate need for quantum solutions in some areas. Classical algorithms are constantly improving.
That's a valid point. The market needs to consider the evolving landscape of both quantum and classical computing. Furthermore, the high burn rates and reliance on continuous funding create significant investment risk.
And if they miss key milestones or face technological setbacks, or if the broader market experiences a downturn, we could see severe stock price corrections. We're talking potential drops of 50% or more.
The risk of dilution from secondary offerings is also a constant concern for shareholders, potentially eroding their investment value even if the company makes technological progress.
So, to recap the summary table, technological maturity shows promise but faces major hurdles in stability, error correction, and scalability. Market valuation is high, reflecting anticipation but potentially disconnected from current revenue.
Commercialization and adoption, the potential economic value is huge, but widespread applications and revenue generation are still distant. The infrastructure is complex and costly. Competition is fierce from both pure-play companies and tech giants.
And investment risk is substantial due to high burn rates, long R&D timelines, and the potential for severe stock corrections and dilution. It's a high-stakes game.
Now, let's move to the conclusion. Our heading here is navigating the quantum frontier with caution. Quantum computing undeniably represents a revolutionary field with the potential to reshape our world in the long term.
The scientific and technological advancements are truly remarkable, promising solutions to currently insurmountable problems. However, the current market exuberance surrounding its pure-play stocks seems to be pricing in near-term success that is, at best, highly ambitious.
And potentially, at worst, simply unrealistic. As we move into 2026, the market will likely start demanding more concrete evidence of commercial viability and profitability. That's when reality might set in.
For companies like IonQ, Rigetti Computing, and D-Wave Quantum, that demand could lead to a significant downward revision of their current lofty valuations. The lessons from the dot-com bubble are relevant here.
Indeed, those historical examples serve as a stark reminder that while future potential can be immense, the path to realizing it is often long, arduous, and littered with speculative excess. Investing in groundbreaking technologies requires a clear-eyed assessment.
It's crucial for investors to distinguish between the long-term vision and the immediate financial realities. We need to understand that significant technological hurdles and market dynamics can lead to substantial volatility.
While the quantum future is undoubtedly bright, the present market valuations might be a bit too far ahead of themselves, potentially setting the stage for a significant correction. This isn't a call to abandon quantum computing entirely.
No, it's more of a plea for caution and a demand for tangible progress that truly justifies the current market fervor. The real quantum revolution will arrive, but perhaps not on the accelerated timeline currently reflected in stock prices.
So, to summarize our discussion today, we've covered the introduction, the promise versus reality of quantum computing, the valuation conundrum, and the significant roadblocks ahead. We also delved into the summary table, highlighting key factors, strengths, insights, challenges, and opportunities.
And we concluded by emphasizing the need for caution, distinguishing between long-term potential and near-term financial fundamentals. It's a fascinating but risky area of investment right now.
Exactly. We've processed the entire blog, from introduction to conclusion and the detailed summary. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into quantum computing hype.
It's been a pleasure. We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of finance and technology.